Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be moving through Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav, the sixth chapter of Shmuel Aleph. Where we last left our heroes was with the Philistines holding the Aaron in captivity, and wherever the Aaron went, it brought disaster in their society, and they now have decided, because of the riot of the masses, that they need to return the Aaron. So it stays in their territory for 7 months. And now they go to the Kohanim, to their priests and to their magic doers, their Kosmim, and they say, what should we do to the Aaron? How can we possibly send it back to its place? So these magicians, these priests say to them, well, look, you can't send it back without tribute. You need to give something with it, and that'll give you the healing to the people of all the sicknesses they're experiencing right now. So what exactly is it that we should do? So they advise the following, is make... And they were struck with hemorrhoids. So he said, make golden hemorrhoids. It's an interesting thing, meaning to say the plague that they were struck with, turn that into gold and give that back, and five of them and five gold mice. Because remember, the animals were actually entering the bodies of these people and consuming their innards as part of this disease. So make the representative of what the disease are in gold, and do it five times over, because there were five Sarnei Plishtim. There were five chieftains and central cities in the Gaza area of the Philistines, to talk about the five cities that had been struck. And these priests suggest, go for this, go ahead, don't harden your hearts like Paro Melech Mitzrayim, because just as God played with him, he'll play with you. And we're going to see a lot of Yetzias Mitzrayim parallels in this particular perek. So what they do is that they aren't quite fully accepting of this, and they may decide to make a test. So they take these new cows, these mother cows, and they're going to tie them to the wagon, put the Aaron on the wagon with the tributes of gold on it, and then they're going to lock up their children in the in one of the houses nearby. And what their test is going to be is to see whether these cows will return to their children, as they naturally would with instinctive mother instinct, or whether they will actually go to the place along the road to Beit Shemesh, which is ahead where the Jews or the Israelites are living. So they do exactly that, and the pasuk tells us that vayisharno haparos baderech, which literally means that they went straight along the road and they returned to Beis Lechem, and they did not veer for a moment from their destination. And the Sarnei Plishtim were walking out after them until they came to Beit Shemesh, and then they had the full realization. And in fact, this was God ordained. This the cows went against their natural nature to do the mission of returning the Aaron. It's interesting just to note that the Plishtim still are not willing to swallow the fact that this is a theological crisis until the last moment. Anyways, it gets back to Beis Shemesh, and people in the meantime are harvesting grain, and it's the wheat season. You can imagine this late spring, and everybody sees the Aaron coming up in this unled cart, this unled wagon with these cows, and everybody starts dancing and singing. They take it to a field of what's called Stei Yehoshua Beis Hashimshi. Somebody Yehoshua lived in Beit Shemesh, and the Levim took the Aaron off the cart, and they broke up the cart, and they broke it, and they made it into they start sacrifices to Hashem, and enlists all the five Sarnei Plishtim that had donated for this. Anyways, it's interesting that immediately after this, the parak closes with a more of a somber tone, and that is that there was a plague in Beit Shemesh. 5,000 people, this is where the pasuk mentions it. It says, Vayach ba'om shivim ish, 70 people died, 50,000 ish, 50,000 people died, unclear numbers, and people mourned for this loss, meaning the Israelites lost as well. And the Anshei Beit Shemesh says, who can stand in front of this Aaron, and who can take it or take it from us? And they send it to the place of Kiryat Yearim, which is where they're going to find its final residence. It's interesting. I always wonder if, you know, Indiana Jones, when the Raiders of the Lost Ark, when they talk about it, you know, the curse of the Ark, you know, it seems like, you know, if anybody was reading a little bit of Tanakh, this might be where it comes from, right over here, is, you know, wherever it goes, it seems to bring danger with it for being mistreated. Nonetheless, let's analyze a few points to ponder on this parak on a more serious note. First of all, why is it 7 months that it resides in the land of the Plishtim? So the Midrash actually mentions in Bereishis, at the end of Parashas Vayera, that remember that Avraham made a covenant with the Plishtim himself, with Avimelech. He was criticized for making that covenant. He didn't need to make that covenant. They needed the covenant. He didn't. He made the covenant with in a place called Be'er Sheva. The reason why it's called Be'er Sheva is he gave Shiva Kvasos. He gave seven lambs. So the Midrash says very explicitly, Ki yes, Sheva Kvasos Tikach Mi'adi. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham Atona satalei sheva kavasas chayecha shaplishtim horgim sheva tzadikim ivonecha. You're going to have seven children. You're going to lose, and it lists who those leaders are. And the final explanation is davar acher chayecha shani machzir aroni basade plishtim sheva chadashim. That the Midrash says that you're going to lose the Aaron in the ark 7 months in the state plishtim for the seven kavasas that you entrusted into them. And that original covenant between Avimelech and Avraham. So just a historical ramification of that undeserved trust. When it comes down to the word that was used to describe those poros coming back by Yisharna, that they went straight from the word Yashar on the road. It's interesting that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chof B'dalad Amud Beis has a different interpretation of the word Vayisharna, rather not from the word Yashar, but from the word Shira, song. And the Chazal say that they sang song, meaning these cows sang song. And in fact, the Gemara identifies it as the song of Az Yashir Moshe B'nai Yisrael. This is almost like the Exodus once again from Egypt, that these paros are singing the song. Now, what does that really mean, cows singing songs? I mean, like, when was the last time anybody heard cows singing songs? Possibly what the Gemara is meaning to say is that the natural instinct of a cow is to do Hashem's will. And so in most cases, that means to say to go back to their children. But in this case, their natural instinct was the bidding of God, which was to bring the Aaron back, even though there was another natural instinct, which was to go back to their children. So the conflict of interest, the conflict of instincts is resolved in the song, which is ultimately bringing the Aaron back without veering from the road. How many casualties really were there? It says 70 and then 50,000. That's a really big discrepancy. Are those two numbers? So Rashi says, yeah, well, the 70 people in the Israelites were worth 50,000 people. They were very important people. That's maybe one way of looking at it. The Malbim says in a more drastic way, the Malbim suggests that it was 70 people from Beit Shemesh and 50,000 people who had come together around, which means to say there was a really huge loss. Whereas Rabbi Barniel says, no, it was a body count. Yeah, there was 50 of the Israelites and 70 of the Israelites and 50,000 of the Plishtim. Either way, the question we have to ask ourselves is why? Why did the people of Beit Shemesh get hurt? What was wrong about their treatment? The pasuk says ki ra'u, that they looked on at the Aron Hashem. What does that mean? So the Ralbag says, you know what it means is that they looked and they didn't do anything. They saw it coming and they just like you know said a hurrah. They weren't actively welcoming it back as they should have. That was their failing. The Radak says no, it wasn't because they didn't act. It was because the way they looked was arrogant. Maybe they even looked inside the Aron. That was inappropriate for them to do, which caused those people treating it ineffectively, inappropriately to die before their time. As a concluding note on the Perek, the Malbim makes an interesting suggestion, and that is related to this. He says that that when they said, let's move the Aaron away from here, away from Beit Shemesh, the Malbim says that they weren't really clear. They weren't sure if it was because of the treatment of the Aaron or because it was the wrong place for the Aaron, which means even Bnei Yisrael had the same problem, the same Achilles heels as the Plishtim, that they weren't fully accepting of the fact that it was their treatment and their responsibility which was bringing this plague on them, which is why they thought, well, maybe we should just move it to another place, which unfortunately is the same failing. What started this whole process, the loss of the Aaron, was the notion that place or items have significance, when really it's actions which have significance. And to the degree that people recognize it is the way that people alleviate that exact problem. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day. Thank you.